USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vladimir Putin and Russian soldiers continue to bomb indiscriminately, killing everything in its path on day 6 of the invasion in Ukraine. More than 70 Ukrainian servicemen were killed by a Russian rocket attack, and dozens of civilians have died in the shelling in the past 24 hours. This as a massive Russian military convoy approached the capital, Kyiv. Ukrainian authorities at the United Nations describe a text message between a mother and her dead Russian soldier son.
Mama, I'm in Ukraine. There is a real war raging here. I'm afraid. We are bombing all of the cities together, even targeting civilians. We were told they would welcome us, and they are falling under our armored vehicles, throwing themselves under the wheels and not allowing us to pass. They call us fascists. Mama, this is so hard.
The fencing around the U.S. Capitol is back up for the President's State of the Union address at 9 p.m. Eastern tonight. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Gain-of-function research and COVID-19 has Moderna's interest.
After people like Dr. Rand Paul, the senator of Kentucky, has spent the last 2 years talking about the possibilities of virus enhancement or gain-of-function research, in an interview with Fox News, Moderna CEO Stefan Bancel said that that is a possibility.
My scientists are looking into those data to see how accurate they are or not. As I've said before, the hypothesis of an escape from a lab by an accident is possible. You know, human makes mistakes. So is it possible that the Wuhan lab in China was working on viruses enhancement or gene modification, and then there was an accident where somebody was infected in the lab and then infected the families and friends? It is possible.
Two new studies that came out at the same time, one from the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention and the other from the University of Arizona, both back up this information.
That's John Hunt reporting in Washington. We are USA Radio News.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Sarah's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Call Crit this morning. So, Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Could some American lawmakers be drunk on Chinese money, neglecting their duties to the American people? President of the Government Accountability Institute, Peter Schweitzer, has some startling claims on One America News Network.
My message has been there's a battle going on between liberty and tyranny. It happens on a global stage between us and China and Russia, but it's also happening on college campuses, and this is a time to be optimistic and to put freedom on the offensive where it belongs.
Peter has a book out that goes into detail about his claim.
Red Handed, the beginning is really about exposing what's going on. I think a lot of people aren't aware the extent to which powerful elites in Washington, D.C., Silicon Valley, and Wall Street are joined at the hip with Beijing through commercial and financial ties, and that has affected decision-making. So it begins with exposure, then the battle lines are drawn. Now we need to start to take action, and that's legislatively, but it's also calling people out, shaming them for some of the conduct they've done, and making clear to the American people the battle that's taking place. And I firmly believe if the average American's aware of what's going on, they will pick freedom over tyranny every time.
Ukraine on Monday said it had received donated Starlink satellite internet terminals from SpaceX founder Elon Musk. The terminals look like home satellite television dishes and can provide relatively fast internet service by residential standards by connecting a fleet of satellites in low orbit around Earth. Musk said the Starlink is available in Ukraine and SpaceX is sending more terminals to the country, whose internet has been disrupted due to Russia's invasion. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.